Exercise 4, page 23. Speaker 1.
Rescue teams work through the night, trying to get to anyone trapped beneath the rubble after Tuesday's violent tremors in Jakarta yesterday. 5 people, including a 4-month-old child, were pulled out alive. The area continued to suffer mild aftershocks, although none led to any further damage. Better weather has helped the teams after Tuesday night's heavy rain, and they are optimistic about finding more survivors over the next hours and days.
Speaker 2.
Flights are being cancelled all over Europe as the ash cloud is drifting down from the north. That's going to cause huge problems for people going on holiday, but the authorities say there's nothing they can do and it's just a matter of waiting until the skies are clear again. There is no danger to residents in towns and cities close to the eruption, but citizens are advised to go out only if absolutely necessary and close all windows.
Speaker 3.
Many residents in the tiny village of Brevington woke this morning to find streets and homes under 35 centimetres of water. Heavy rains over the previous few days caused the river to break its banks unexpectedly for the first time in over a century. Shop and homeowners were not prepared, and cleaning up the damage could cost them over £500,000. The waters are still rising, but conditions are expected to improve later in the day.
Speaker 4.
3 skiers were still missing last night after a huge avalanche in the French Alps. Tom Haverly, an experienced ski instructor in the Three Valleys area, said yesterday that visitors to that area had been warned of the high chance of avalanches at the moment, and the missing skiers should not have risked skiing there. Rescue workers are doing everything they can to find the skiers, but hope for their safety is fading.